could the Falcons have like a X factor, a secret weapon for them this weekend? I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly, yes. And he probably won't even see the field.
What?
You hope he doesn't see
Are you
the
teasing?
Field.
Camouflage? The secret agent? Just
No, I'm
know.
Not teasing.
No, I mean, I'm saying, are you just teasing it? Or are we going to talk about this?
No, I'm just kind of setting the guy to my right up, which is today you, and you're normally to my left, but that's what happens when you don't show up on time.
I asked them before you got here. I said, should I move? And then I was like, nope, straight Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
I said, absolutely.
Come out of this chair.
I said, well, you should absolutely.
I will be filing a ticket with engineering today because I can only hear out of one side of my ear. So.
It's so bad over
oh,
there.
Oh, it's happening.
It's so bad
it's
over
happening.
There. No, man, like we in the conversation about Ryan Grubb, we've talked about how pass happy that offense is in Seattle. And Ryan Grubb, obviously, the offense coordinator last year for Michael Penix and Kalen DeBoer up in Washington. So it will be interesting to see, if anything, because I think there are concepts and things that obviously Michael Penix can point out.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Do you think, now I would have, but you think Jimmy Lake and Ra were like, Michael, be in the office at Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh, for sure.
And then they're going to sit him down and be like, do you recognize this?
Yeah.
Do you recognize this formation?
Yes.
Do you hear this call?
Why
Did you
is
use
he,
that?
Why is he doing this? Why is he breaking this route off at the top?
It's like,
why is he running the comeback at 5 yards when they need eight to gain?
Have you ever seen this motion? Is this the man?
Like, DK Metcalf, you know, the lip readers.
Yeah.
Why can't we, like he was talking to Ryan Grubb on the headset, can we run past the sticks, please? Can we throw
maybe
past the
he
sticks?
Was, but, you know, Coach Morris, he was asked if Penix is doing that, helping them to prepare for Grubbs.
Tell Grubb, man, we got Michael Penix in the room right now. We didn't let him out for 3 days. We got a light in his face shining on him, man, making us give us everything, man. We got every signal, so make sure he changed every single signal. No, I'm just kidding, man. Obviously, he talks about the stuff that he knows from when he played for the guy in college and some of the mentality and things of that nature, but You know, everybody in National Football League questioned guys that played on different teams, and be able to talk about those things, and having the guy that he coached last year and did a heck of a job with that we got a lot of fondness for. Obviously, we got a lot of respect for Grubbs and what he's been doing.
And it's tendencies, right? Hey, what was it? What did you guys like to do on third and two? Like, you know, or if there was, you know, if he got to second and one around the 45 of either side of the field, what was the percentage? Now in Washington's offense, probably extremely high. What was the percentage you take a shot downfield?
Right,
and because that was and that's honestly what he's brought to Seattle is a lot of that. That's why you see the running game. I mean, their two running backs combined. Our second string running back has as many carries, which is Tyler Algier would be considered our second option. Literally has the same amount of carries that Kenneth Walker does, and he's their leading rusher.
I just don't know. I'd be curious to know how much you actually gain from Michael Penix in this situation. Like you said, it's more mentality and like which ways you lean. But like, it'd be like, I mean, I guess it's kind of a bad thing, but you know, Baker Mayfield knows Zach Robinson. It'd be kind of like Baker Mayfield. What is Zach Robinson? Well, it's like, I don't know.
I disagree with that aspect. Does he know Zach Robinson? Zach Robinson wasn't calling plays for him.
Sure.
Zach Robinson was just sitting in a room with Baker Mayfield for maybe 4 weeks at the end of a season saying, yeah, I'd have thrown it there. Oh, I'd run it there. Or, man, I love to do this. That's about it. This is a guy he was with for a significant amount of time where he coached him, called his plays, molded him, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, it's different.
I want everyone out there to know.
Heard you making fun
how do
of
I
earlier?
File workers' comp? How do I file workers' comp? I wanted everyone to hear that sound so bad.
Did you hurt yourself?
Because Dylan
the cord?
Can't hear me, so I'm trying to get his attention to play the sound, play the Raheem sound on Grubbs, and I almost died on Mike's fan contraption.
Oh, I thought it was my charger
and his
cord.
Computer
I think you broke
cord.
My charger cord too.
I broke it.
Yeah, maybe it's not charging. Let me see. Nope,
oh,
that's broke.
Wait,
I need you to buy me a new one.
What? talk to my agent. Source. I'm joking.
Wow.
No, anyone can say that as a joke. It's
hey,
a joke.
Dylan,
oh, come on.
Clip that. As many. Hold on a second. Hold
yes.
on a second.
Come
do
on.
You
that's
know,
a joke.
Do you know
as
how
if
many
you are
cuts?
Already big time black
no,
man
it's
here.
A joke. Come on. How agent. Many people say that jokingly without an agent? People say that all the time.
All right.
It's an expression.
I can honestly say I don't ever
I'm
said
that. I'm just saying that
people
needs
say
to be
that
clipped.
All the time.
There are about 70 cuts of me talking about my meat in that computer because Bo
Accurate.
Johnson on the Steakhouse played every freaking one of them yesterday in succession.
That's
I mean, I'm listening to the Steakhouse in the car wash, and I'm like, Oh my God, this is uncomfortable. How many times I've said the word meat?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah. And how mine taste.
It's a joke. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We know. We know.